John 5. Jesus heals a lame man. After these things there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a crowd of those who were sick, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and disturbed the water. Whoever was first to step into the pool after the waters were disturbed was healed of whatever disease he had. One man there had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, knowing he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Would you be made whole?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is disturbed. As I approach, someone else steps in front of me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up a bed and walk." And straightway the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews said to him who had been cured, "It's the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed." But he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man that said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterwards, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "Look, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing befall you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. Jesus comments upon his relationship with God. And for this cause the Jews persecuted Jesus, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father works even until now, and therefore I also work." For this cause the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath law, but he called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father doing. For whatever he does, these the Son does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that himself does. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he will. For neither does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that does not honour the Son does not honour the Father that sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that hears my word and believes him that sent me has eternal life and comes not into condemnation, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour comes, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has given the Son life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he's the Son of Man. marvel not at this, for the hour comes in which all that are in the tombs shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. If I testify of myself, my witness is not true. It is another that testifies of me, and I know that the witness which he testifies of me is true. You query John the Baptist, and he has testified to the truth, not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a lamp that burns and shines, and you were willing to rejoice for a season in his light. But the witness which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father that sent me, he has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And you do not have his word dwelling in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And these are they that testify of me. But you will not come to me so that you may have life. I receive not glory from men, but I know you. You do not have the love of God in your hearts. I come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another shall come in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe, you who accept praise from each other, but do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how shall you believe my words?